I would stop. My breath coming out in clouds. The sky breaking gray. Then, click the stopwatch and run the 1500 as if my life depended on it. But I swear, Saul, there were times, even when it was killing me in the final 200, I thought I could run forever.
What do you want, Carrie? What the hell do you really want?
I don't know. To be that girl again. To feel the cleanness. Is that a word? He's hiding something, Saul, I swear to God.
Everybody's hiding something. We're human.
No, something bad. Something that's gonna really hurt us. We can't let it happen again.
One minute, you're little Lula, 8 years old, sitting on the counter in the 10th Street Diner, drinking a vanilla shake under the pink Coors neon. The next, this. The stink of liver under your fingernails, and the water in the shower running red around your feet. In the thought experiment, you commit suicide. I wouldn't do it. I'd kill myself. In reality, you don't. In reality, you kill and eat someone else. You start at one end of the experience, go through it, come out the other side. You've killed and eaten a human being. Blood winks on your fingers, mats the hair on your arms and snout. The gobbled life flails and struggles in what it touchingly mistakes for a bad dream. The moon sets. The next day, you wake up in sheets that smell of fabric conditioner. There is CNN. There is coffee. There is weather. There is your human face in the mirror. The world, you discover, is a place of appalling continuity.